You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Hey, buddy, you gonna eat that sausage?
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Tell me something, my friend.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the role?
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your complete attention, if you please.
The Epic Film Guys Podcast. Go ahead. Why don't we go ahead and get Paul from the countdown in here?
Let's do it.
And we are going to be first. Paul's going to be with us for a couple of hours, and we're going to be playing some stream games with Paul a little bit later on. But first, it's time to talk about movies that need a sequel. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, Paul from the movie and TV review. No, wait, the countdown. God, I can't even talk tonight.
You're even getting their fucking podcast name wrong. How long have we known these guys? Come on.
I don't even know. There's a perfect soundbite I have for this.
How dare you?
There it is. Oh,
there it is.
Welcome, gentlemen, sir. How are we?
It is a pleasure to be here. It's great to hear. It's running so well already early in the piece. What's that? A couple of hours down, 1 hour down, and already 20% of the way and more to your goal. Congratulations. It's a great start.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing, but we've got a long, long way to go. And Paul, you're going to be on the show with us for a couple of hours, joining us, what, 7:30 in the morning for you?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
You're a beautiful man, and we appreciate your sacrifice.
Just roll out of bed. I'm not quite sure I'm firing all cylinders yet, but we will make the best of it, and I'm sure I'll warm up as we go.
Oh, I really, really hope so. Here, let's see if this warms you up. Here we go. Get ready.
I sucked a dick last night.
That gets your motor running?
I'll tell you a story. So, last night at 10 p.m., let's say, our time, I was sitting there quietly having had just three or four nice beers and having met up with my cousin for the first time. I haven't seen her in 5.5 years. And then I went... you know what I need to be able to do tomorrow? I need a microphone. I had left all the equipment at Wayne's house, which is where we normally record our show. So I had to, because I drank too much to drive, I had to run to Wayne's house at 10 p.m. because he had a lady caller coming to his house and I had to beat her there.
Wow.
So I ran across town, got the microphone and beat the lady caller there and then turned around and ran all the way back. So,
what's up, my Nubian friend?
He might not have sucked a dick last night, but I'm pretty sure he did a few unspeakable things.
Wow.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne. That's Wayne in a nutshell, I think. I don't think any story could better encapsulate Wayne.
Wow. I just realized that in the background of Justin's camera, there is a loy sauce.
There is a sauce. A yes, the one and only. There's only one loy sauce. He's there. But... Yeah.
Yes, it is. Can you all hear me?
What he should do, what loy sauce, what you should do is set your microphone to push to talk, so that way it's not on all the time, but just when you want to say something. You can set that in Discord. It's a setting in Discord. That would actually probably be a really, really good idea. And... Paul, you're here for the first hour. We're going to do a fun trivia game with Paul a little bit later on. But Paul is here in this first hour to talk about movies that need a sequel. And I think we decided to put them in like a list order because, I don't know, somebody loves to do lists around here.
I have no idea who.
164 episodes strong now on the countdown, blowing up. Literally everywhere. You guys are fucking getting huge, and I love it. I'm so proud of your success. I'm so envious of your success. And
thank you. It's not quite that big, but it's nice to have a few listeners. Yeah,
it's good.
I feel honored to know such a podcast celebrity such as yourself. Even though we've never met in person, I mean, we've done enough podcasts together where I can go, hey, I know that guy.
You are greatly exaggerating things, but thank you, Justin. It's nice to know you too, and I consider you a pod friend. So there you go.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty. So, I don't know. Loy Sauce, are you going to take part in this?
We throw him into all kinds of shit around here, so whatever. Like, can we give him
a magic marker and fucking poster board and just have him write down his answers behind Justin, and then he waves it around behind his head?
I think we have one on the fridge, actually.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't the god of podcasting know in advance what was happening?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Like I said, he showed up here. I didn't even know anything was happening. He showed up literally like at 6:30, 7 o'clock-ish. He texted me and said, I'm here. And he had beer, and he had his laptop, and he had his microphone. And yeah, he had the T-shirt on and everything. So I'm like, well, I got to let him in because I'm wifeless and I'm childless for the weekend because my wife actually went up to Nick's neck of the woods. So I have the entire place to myself. Loisos decided to invade the apartment. He's probably planning on bringing many women in the house to serenade them and have sexual relations with them and booze it all fucking weekend. So,
wow. Welcome, Peter Moran. Hi, welcome to the stream. Everybody that's watching on YouTube and Twitch, thank you guys so, so much for tuning in both locations. We absolutely love you. Just a little story here before we get into the countdown proper. Gentlemen, everybody. The live stream for The Cure, we're trying to raise $5,000 for cancer research. So far, Justin, over 20% of the way there, 21.34% to be exact, $1,067. And every single penny that you donate right now will not only go to the Cancer Research Institute, but it also gets doubled because they're matching every single donation now through the end of June, but we're not podcasting until the end of June. So... But yeah, please, 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 you can see down here on the stream, you can be a part of the stream, make a donation, and you'll get one of these different things. I'll play a soundbite for you. You can get free EFG Patreon status. We'll just randomly do a prize giveaway. Welcome Chris Kim from Faces and Aces Las Vegas over in the chat. So why don't we go ahead and kick off, gentlemen. And Paul, since this was your idea, I think, for this countdown idea anyway... why don't we kick off with you?
Ooh.
Top 10 films that need a sequel. Now, since you always discuss this on your show, Paul, were there any criteria that you approached this with?
Not really. I did steer away from films which already had multiple sequels. I think I'm just looking at my list here. Every single one of them is a standalone film that I feel like could use a sequel, though one is a little bit of a cheat. How about you guys?
I'm thankful because that's the way that I approached it. If it already had a sequel, for example, if there's a standalone first film and the sequel, there was not a sequel that directly connected to that, that's how I approached it. Now, if there's a sequel that didn't really connect to it at all, but it like took it in a different direction, completely different actors, different story, different director, there may be one or two of those in there. But for the most part, yes, it has to be to a standalone picture.
Yeah, like, for example, one which I really considered was a sequel to Army of Darkness now that Ash vs. Evil Dead is over. But I thought, no, that's kind of cheating. So
I already know one of Nick's, so I know it's going to be on there no matter what. So I know he's going to cheat with that rule. It's probably on my list as well. So the way that I look at it, of course you do what you want. You always do what you want. And we're here for a great cause. We're here to have fun. So if we fuck something
that's
up
all
or
it's about, baby.
You know, we break
Let's
the rules.
Have a great time.
Yeah.
So
breaking the law.
I just want to shout out before we get into it. Interrupted Tales jumping in there with a $5 donation. If you want, you can either add a GIF into the slideshow there, or I'll get the Swayze head out and play with it.
My number 10 is my most recent film on my list, and it comes from what is my favorite film from 2 years ago. It's Train to Busan.
Oh, yeah, for those. I still have not watched this.
Play Sauce, have you seen this one?
Killing me.
No, I have not.
God of podcasting, you're killing me. Justin, have you seen it?
You told me to watch it. I put it in my Netflix queue, and then when I went to go watch it, it wasn't there. So I totally fucked up on that. I made it. I hear a lot of people, especially in the horror community, talking about it. They love it. And you told me to watch it, and unfortunately, I have not had an opportunity to watch it. Or I just totally forgot because I'm a piece of shit. One of the other.
Well, obviously, take your pick. I'll obviously not spoil any. It is the best zombie film
of the
last 8 years at least. So it's Korean film. It is unlike any other zombie film in one sense, and that is it's all about the characters that matter the most, and it's kind of like a disaster film, the way it's all put together, getting to know these various characters that come together on the titular train to Busan and are trying to survive the zombie apocalypse, which is racing through Korea, South Korea. So there you go. Ends right. Amazing, but that world is just ripe for more stories.
All right. Well, Justin, why don't we go ahead and kick over to you for your number 10.
Okay. So, like I said, we kind of went from different approaches with these lists, but there's one movie from 1981 that I actually helped host earlier this year at the Alamo Drafthouse, a slasher favorite of mine, My Bloody Valentine. Why the hell this never got a direct sequel to the original is beyond me. It has the iconic killer in the minor gear with the mask and the pickaxe, and it's right along there with Jason and Freddy and Michael Myers as one of those most iconic slasher killers in horror history, but yet it never got a sequel. They never even considered a sequel, I guess, probably because it didn't do well enough at the box office, but it's one of my favorites. It did get a remake, you know, like 20 plus years later, but I would have preferred a nice, gritty, sleazy, dirty, mean-spirited sequel in the 1980s.
So you're not bothering about the remake.
I actually don't mind the remake at all. I have a really big long story about the remake, but I will not, you know, waste my time with that right now. But I thought the remake was fine for modern time, as well as the fact that it's got Tom motherfucking Atkins in it, and he gets a pickaxe through the face, you know, underneath his jaw. So yeah, it was fine for modern standards.
Yeah, it was the first 3D film after Titanic, the first horror 3D anyway.
I drove, that's my story, I'll make it quick though. I drove an hour because where we lived at the time, where Nick lives now, they did not have 3D technology at all yet because this was before Avatar. So I actually drove an hour north to see it in 3D, and it was a packed theater, and it was a very urban theater. And I'm sure you can kind of understand where I'm going with this is that, yeah, I heard, "Hey, motherfucker, don't go in there," quite often when I watched it in theaters.
That's racist.
It's not racist. It's a stereotype based on real things. So, yes.
Stereotypes are based on truth.
Yes, so. That's right. But yeah, so there it is. My Bloody Valentine.
All right. Well, Sauce, you're making this up on the fly, man. Let us have it, buddy.
There's a lot of pressure. Listeners of the Epic Film Guys podcast know that I love Speed Racer with all of my heart and soul. And the Wachowskis need to get on it. They need to make a Speed Racer sequel. Emil Hirsch recently posted on his Twitter. The script is already written. It's ready to go. And I think we should get a Speed Racer sequel. I want it in my eyeballs. Damn it.
You want the headache that'll come along with it too.
Shut up. They're visionaries.
And thank you very much to Emily from The Story Behind for a $5 donation. Added a gif of Buster Bluth into the gif rotation. It should show up eventually. I'm going to start pruning some of these out of here so some of the ones you guys donate and add in there show up more often. There's a picture of Eckhart in there. Can I pick Eckhart? Can Eckhart just be my number 10? Like, I just want an Eckhart sequel.
Eckhart's the best fucking, he's the most iconic and best character in Batman film history.
That's true.
He's even more iconic than Ledger's Joker. That's
100% true.
Agreed.
All right. Well, mine, and I'm expecting Paul to chime in immediately. With this one, this one's a little bit of a joke one. I will frankly admit it, a little bit of a joke one. But I picked for my number 10, Godzilla 98. Oh my god! Only because they set it up for a sequel at the end of it, and I'm like, I just want to watch that sequel. I'm like the one person that's a really big guilty pleasure of mine. I can enjoy the hell out of that movie for as cheesy and as dumb as it is. So
Nick, I like it too, dude. I like it too.
It's true.
On that level. So I saw it in theaters opening night and I walked out and I had the fucking Godzilla figure with me in the theater. I was in like eighth grade, middle school. And I was like, that ruled, bro.
No.
I was in eighth grade, Paul. I was in middle school. Okay. Come on.
Age is sometimes not an excuse.
Well, don't you want to see that baby Godzilla grow up and eat I don't know, Matthew Broderick's kids or something?
No. I wish to see no more iterations of that Godzilla ever again. Roland Emmerich should not be allowed to touch anything that begins with G or ends with A.
I'll say this much, though. If they were to do a sequel, I would love to see the same world be built upon, but it would have to be by somebody else than Roland because he can't direct anything. We've learned that many, many times the past few years. So.
All right, well, there it is, my number 10. Paul, over to you. We got to kind of try to clip through these pretty quick because we only got 35 minutes to get through 9 more picks. All right.
I just want to say that over in the chat, Dan pointed out that Train to Busan still is on Netflix in the US, so pull your fingers out, gentlemen, and write that wrong.
I can't. I have to watch Fred the movie first, Dan.
I do, too. Actually, to be fair, I already watched Fred the movie, Dan, with my kid like 3 or 4 years ago. With her because she wanted to watch it, and I have to rewatch it because I paid no attention to it whatsoever because that kid's voice is like nails on a fucking chalkboard. But I'm doing it for you, man.
Okay, my number 9 is, okay, it's a classic 90s film, and I really want you to get your head around this now. It would help this man's career out immensely, and you cannot tell me that if we have this film set on a plane, it cannot be set on a train or a bus, or God knows, after Speed 2, a ferry. We need a Con Air 2 starring Nicholas.
Oh, motherfucking my God. God. This is out of left field. What the hell? Con Air 2? Only if Nicholas Cage grows the hair out again.
All we need is him.
The bunny put back the bunny in the box.
We can get another rogues gallery of bad guys. We can stick Nick Cage up there somehow or in there somehow. This film would go off and he needs it. We need a big action blockbuster like this again. Bring back Con Air.
I could honestly see it.
I could get behind that pick 100%.
I could see it.
All right. Well, Justin, you're number 9.
All right. Let me look at my damn list. I'm so lazy here. I'm going to get this out of the way because I know Nick probably has this as his number 1. I guarantee it's his number 1. I want to see a true real sequel to Man of Steel. There you go. There it is. I don't want any Batman versus no Superman nonsense. I don't want to see no fucking Justice League. I just want to see a direct sequel to Man of Steel. If you listen to the podcast, you know Nick and I both really loved Man of Steel. We don't give a fuck about it. If you hate on us because we love it, well, that's your problem. But we both love it. Boy Sauce, he's sitting here because we know how he feels.
I hate on you guys because you love it.
But that's what we wanted this whole time. I feel like that's what we should have gotten before any kind of Dawn of Justice nonsense, but we didn't. So it is what it is. But there are rumors stirring that we'll get a sequel. They're talking about it again. So get the right director in there. Change the tone a little bit. Cavill as Superman. You got me. There it is. Man of Steel 2.
Huge $20 donation in the chat from Fuzzy D, from Who Spiked the
Yeah,
Puns.
Baby.
Paul's Australian brother on the other side of the continent. Thank you very much, Fuzzy D, for that $20 donation. $1,097 so far toward The Cure. Loy Sauce, your number 9.
I think you're going to have to skip me to keep this going.
Think faster, Loy Sauce. All right.
Say something. Say something, damn it.
The Nice Guys, too.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh my God.
On your list. Wait, you hit wait. I've always wanted to do this with Paul on the air. Ready? No. It's low.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
All right. Well, my number 9, and I put this with the caveat that I don't care which of the two universes we get this sequel in. I want a Dredd sequel. I don't care if we get a Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd sequel with Rob Schneider.
Yes! Yes! No.
Or if we get one to...
No. You have really disappointed me, Nick.
Paul, have you heard that? Have you heard that Alex Garland supposedly directed most of the Dredd reboot?
Yes. Definitely have heard that rumor.
So I disappointed you for two reasons, Paul.
Yes. Number one, you just stole this.
No.
And number two, only one Dredd sequel should ever be made.
Okay, so just the Stallone one. We're in agreement then. We all want Rob Schneider to come back.
I'm down. Bring it back. 71 years old. Stallone will be ready, prepared. Put the fucking helmet on him. Get Rob Schneider out of his Trump-loving fucking trailer park, and then he'll jump right in the film, and he'll be in a trash can again. We know that he loves being in trash cans.
I'm okay.
You're okay. Good. It's about an hour to go yet. Nick, pace yourself. Pace yourself. Oof.
All right. So back over to... Wait. That was mine. So back over to Paul for number 8, I think.
Well, here's one you're not going to like, Nick, which I feel very justified in saying, because this is one of the many films that you hate that you shouldn't. It's The Princess Bride. We need another Princess Bride film.
I do not... This was... I still don't know who the hell it was that started this nonsense bunch of shit. But I love... Well, I don't love. I liked The Princess Bride. It was fine. It was fine.
The world is divided into two camps, Nick. I need to make you aware of this. You love it or you don't, and therefore you hate it. So you are in the hate camp.
So does that mean Paul's a Sith? Did he just... If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Thank you, Loy Sauce. Wow.
Wait, so Paul, why does The Princess Bride need a sequel?
Because it was magical, Loy Sauce. It was amazing. It was awesome.
But what story is there left to tell?
Well, we could follow Inigo as the Dread Pirate Roberts. We could see what happened in the supposed happily ever after land. We could be... We're not following Andre the Giant doing anything in particular for obvious reasons, but perhaps we could recast him with, I don't know, Hulk Hogan. There we go. That is the film I want to see. Hulk Hogan as Andre the Giant in The Princess Bride 2.
Can we get Hogan to stop being racist long enough to be in a to meet a movie?
Maybe not. All right. So rethinking that plan. Who's the guy in the wrestler dude in Nick's, Dan's one-star pick? Goldberg or something or other?
Yeah. Oh, Goldberg? Jesus yours. Christ. Okay. I've got a lot of notes for that movie, but we're going to be talking about
who's
that tomorrow.
Next? You're next.
Yeah, listen.
Tomorrow. Okay.
If he had half the charisma in that fucking movie that he had when he was like in the wrestling ring, that would have maybe been an okay movie. God. Emily says, put up your fisticuffs, Paul. This is not a thing that needs to happen. Will there be a Facebook poll for this? I can't vote for Paul in this.
Emily, how dare you? You know you need more of this in your life. How dare you?
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. All right, we better keep moving on then.
All right, so over to Justin for your number 8.
My number 8. You guys probably aren't going to expect this, and probably no one in the entire world ever wanted a sequel to this movie, but I want Billy Madison in college. I want to see a college movie like Animal House with Billy Madison. Honestly, because of the simple fact that Billy Madison, when the original starts, he's already like that college Belushi type character. I want to see him fuck up the company. The sequel be he ruined the company. He's broke. The whole company's in shambles. He lives in like a trailer park or like some shitty house, or he lives on someone's couch, and then he has to go to college to get a degree or some random cockamamie story, and then he has to get the company back or something. Who fucking knows? Just to see him getting wasted and talking to penguins and, you know, the original Adam Sandler, you know? That's Billy Madison 2, Lost in College. There you go.
Wow. All right. Sauce? Anything?
Fuzzy
they
Dan
should make a Kingsman 2 because they haven't gotten around to making a Kingsman sequel yet.
You know what? I'll give it that. Because whatever that piece of shit was not acceptable.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough.
Nothing happened. I don't recall any kind. No Kingsman sequel.
This is like Paul doesn't believe that there was actually that nobody actually ever released a what the hell is it? Oh, Indiana Jones 4.
What? There's an Indiana Jones 4? Have they made it already? I thought it was coming. Here
comes the money. Oh, it's coming.
Bill donated $3 to get the donation total to an even number, so we're now at $1,100. Thank you, Bill.
That is awesome.
On to my number 8, right?
Yes, you're on 8, Nick. You're on all right, 8.
Well, it's really funny, too, because, you know, people are talking about this again because Moranis creeped and crawled his way into a voiceover gig on the Goldbergs. Yeah. So I got to talk about Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. I think this is one of those sequels where too much time has passed. Joan Rivers has passed away. John Candy's gone. You can't just bring back all the original characters. Like, they've got to do kind of a new cast just in this universe, but just have Dark Helmet in it. Just somehow put Dark Helmet in it. That's all I care about. So yeah, Spaceballs 2, and we'll go back over to Paul for number 7.
The working title for Spaceballs 2 is actually Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2, which I think is a brilliant title.
Thank you very much, Brentley Oliver, $50 donation. I know Brentley is also a big fan of Paul's show, so thank you very, very much, Brentley. Up to $11.50, 23% of the way toward our goal. Welcome, everybody, that is joining us over in the stream chat. And I think, yes, number 7.
Brilliant. All right. Well, my number 7 is the only Edgar Wright film that I could, therefore, with my criteria, justify putting on my list. It's Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I'd like to see Scott Pilgrim versus more of the world and not just the 7 evil exes.
I've still never seen that movie.
What?
Wayslaus. You're a fan of that film. What do you think?
That's one of my favorite films. It's a masterpiece. I'd love to see a Scott Pilgrim sequel.
There we go.
Put Michael Cera in more things in general.
Right?
More Michael Cera, less Jesse Eisenberg. More Michael Cera, less Jesse Eisenberg. There we go.
I want to watch 10 more movies with him as Lex Luthor in it. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul loved Eisenberg's Luthor. Okay. Boys!
I just love bringing people together.
Justin, you're number 7.
This is one of the only times... I'm lying. This is not the only time I'm breaking the rules that I set forth in the beginning of this conversation. But I'm probably one of the only people you guys know that want this. I want Beverly Hills Cop 4, motherfucker. I don't care. I want a good director behind it. I want it to feel like the 80s. I mean, nostalgia boom is in. People are all loving on everything that's retro and 80s and 90s. If you get the right guy behind the camera, the right script where it's decent enough, and you have Eddie Murphy back in the role and he actually gives a shit, unlike part 3, ooh, I don't care. I like part 2. You know what? To be fair, though, Paul, I think he can do it. I think he would do it. He's definitely still got it in him. It all has to do with the script. And I know they've been fighting with that back and forth for years, and they haven't made it happen. And that piece of shit Brett Ratner was supposed to make it, and thank God that didn't happen. But I'm just a huge fan of that franchise. I love the first film, and I actually really enjoyed the second film as like a great 80s action, you know, comedy film. So I don't care. Give me part 4. Murphy's not doing anything else but sitting on his fucking couch. So there it is. Yeah. That's my number 7.
That's all he does these days. Oh, and counts his money and mocks us all for liking his films, or at least paying to see his films.
Oh, my God. Sauce, you got anything for 7? Jesus Christ, we only got 20 minutes left. Holy fuck, where's the time going?
Oof. Yeah, skip me. Keep going.
All right, well, I'm going to my number 7, and like I said, I do what I want, and I know this film already had a sequel. It technically had 2 sequels if you count the video game that came out, like, I don't even know how many years ago now. But we should have, instead of that, we got a couple of years ago, we should have gotten a real, actual sequel set in the Ghostbusters universe. Should have happened, never happened, and now Ramis is dead, so we'll never actually get it. But that's what I want. That film, even the film with the female, tie it, like, whatever. Tie it to the original cast. We talked about it a million times on the show. I don't want to go on and on about it. But that's it. My number, whatever that was. 7. Paul, number 7. 6.
All right. Deference to time. I will say, yep, I can understand that one. Nick, my number 6 is the exception to my rule on the list. It is a standalone film, but it's a standalone film at the end of a TV series. And I think anyone who was a fan of the TV series would agree we needed more of this. It's Joss Whedon's Serenity.
Knew it.
Yep, had to be there. So I make no apologies. That film rocks. that TV series rocks, and I just don't understand you if you disagree.
I have never seen a minute of the TV series or the movie.
Fair enough.
What have you seen? I'm going to go back to saying that to you on the show. What the fuck have you seen? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Not a damn thing.
Not a fucking thing, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's a sad life that I lead. It unfortunately is, but nope. So okay, Paul's number six. Justin, you're number six.
Okay. I'm going back to the 80s once again for another slasher that I love and adore. Actually, this was on my top 10 list of my favorite slashers last October. You can hear that episode if you scan through our library. But I'm talking about a sequel to The Burning. That's right, Cropsey chopping people up, slashing people in the most mean-spirited, brutal fashion. Bring back Jason Alexander, okay? Bring him back again. Bring him back from the dead and have him killed again. I don't care. It's another great killer, another great slasher icon that never had the opportunity for a sequel. So for me, everything like shitty movies, like shitty slashers. I mean, I know they're all kind of shitty, but shitty slashers got sequels and lots of them. But of course, The Burning doesn't. So that for me, bring it on. I want to see him cut up more people.
All
right. Yep. That choice. Nice one.
Thanks, Paul.
I have no idea what it is, so. We'll just,
of course,
we'll, I'll just nod my head.
Like. Well, Nick, it's a movie, 1981. It's a slasher movie, and Jason Alexander's in it, and he has a full head of hair, and he's hilarious. He plays basically George Costanza as like a late teens, early 20s guy. So there you go.
Nice. All right, mine. I lied. I did have one more joke pick on my list. Not really, but I want a sequel, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest movie of all time.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Jesus.
Don't tell me, but he shot himself at the end of it. Tommy Wiseau can write himself out of that corner somehow. And I want to see
dream
to The Room.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Let me have it. That's what I want. I want a sequel to The Room.
What a story, Mark.
See? And Best Friends doesn't count. Best Friends doesn't count. Crickets, man. Nobody.
Loisas has some Best Friends Part 2 stories, but he's not being open about them on the show. So,
yeah, I can't talk about Volume 2 yet.
Damn it.
This asshole's seen the damn movie.
Yeah, look, I'm just treating that for the joke choice that it was and suggesting we move straight along.
I love you, Paul. Back over to you for your number five.
Number five is one that came instantly to mind. In fact, all of my top five came instantly to mind. The other ones I had to think a little bit more about. John Hughes is dead and gone, and Matthew Broderick is an old man now, but how good would Ferris Bueller's Day Off Work be? Eh? Hear what I'm talking about? See what I'm selling?
I could see that, honestly. But
Ferris Bueller's
really
not real.
But, I mean, I could see it as him being, like, not a happy character. Like, he has a mundane, boring, shitty life. Not like a happy, I'm going to go on an adventure life. It'd have
Wouldn't
to be
just
like
sort of be office
his life
space?
Sucks. Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's the first thing that came to mind, honestly. But
Paul, you never read that like fanfic thing that Ferris Bueller is all in. What is the kid's name? Cameron. That he's all in the other guy's head. He made him.
Oh up. Yes, yeah. I did read that fan theory. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. But it obviously would not work for my sequel unless at the end of the sequel. It pulled out to reveal that Cameron was in like a mental hospital or whatever and had been locked up for many years just fantasizing about he and Ferris's adventures.
I'm on board with that one, Paul. I really like that one. That one would be really, really nice. Ashley, over in the chat, I don't know how to select a gift for a donation. Anything that you need to do to interact with the stream, you need to DM it to me on Twitter at livestream4cure.
Direct message?
DM it to me. Over there, and Justin, over to you for your number five.
My number five, I'm stretching the rules again, Paul. You don't give a fuck, really, do you? You don't.
I'll let you slide.
Okay, so this is a sequel that never happened to a remake that I really enjoyed, and you may give me some shit for this. I wanted a sequel to Marcus Nispel's Friday the 13th remake. I thought the remake was pretty damn good. I really enjoyed it a lot. I think there was a lot of potential there for sequels, and I think they set the tone for what the franchise could continue on as. Unfortunately, even though it made a shitload of money, the studio, Platinum Dooms, just could not make it happen. The scripts weren't there, and then the rights reverted back, and then they reverted back again, and now there's a huge civil suit, and you know, Victor Miller's suing John Cunningham, so we're not going to get anything at this point anytime soon. But I really, like I said, I liked the sequel, or excuse me, I liked the remake. I would love to see in a sequel of Derek Beers behind the mask again, killing people. There it is.
Yeah, that was good too. Yeah, very nice.
Whoa. Got to stop the presses here, ladies and gentlemen, for a massive, and I got to get this amount again. What was that amount again? Hang on a minute. Hang on, refreshing. Huge shout out to the Knicks cast for their $310.24 donation. Absolutely amazing, guys. You guys are fucking kidding me. That is amazing. That is almost $1,500 toward cancer research. That is absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much, guys. God, that is amazing. Wow.
Awesome. Incredible stuff. $310. Wow.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing.
Put you over the top from last year yet?
We are well beyond what we raised last year now.
Yeah, well beyond.
There you go.
I'm going to put the Swayze head right up. There it is, baby. Wow. Thank you very, very much. That's, wow. I'm speechless. I'm sorry. I don't even know where we were or what we were doing.
Be nice you guys? Until it's time to not be nice. I'll tell you. Damn it. We're on to you, Nick. We're on to you, man. It's your number five.
Oh, my number five. Okay. I'm sorry. Wow. That's just, wow. Nick G and Nick T.
I know. Putting up the Swayze head, I know what your next pick is. You want a sequel to Ghost. I know you want a sequel to Ghost. That's got to be it.
I would have picked Dirty Dancing, but man, there's already a sequel. Havana Nights or whatever the hell it was. No, my number five. And this is a film that they talked for an eternity. We'll probably never get it now, unfortunately, because he's so busy making 48,000 different Avatar movies. True fucking Lies, baby.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
never got a True Lies sequel. And man, that is just one of my favorite action movies of all time. I mean, sadly, man, I just don't think it'll ever happen. I really, really just don't think it'll ever happen. Yeah,
True Lies.
Nobody else, True Lies?
You might as well skip me on my next one, because that was on my list for the next one. I absolutely love that movie. It set up a James Bond-esque universe for Arnold and made money. Everyone likes it. I think it's one of Arnold's best movies, especially in the 90s. Outside of T2, I think it is his best movie. I would have loved to have seen him do more of them. It's all due to Cameron just sitting around and making Titanic instead. But I get it, though. I feel like if it wasn't for Cameron, it wouldn't be as good as it is. But it is a gem. It's one of my favorite action films of the 90s. And man, it sucks. We'll never get it. But yeah, I agree with you 100%. That was my next one. That was my number
four. She's like all these babes. You get their pilot lit, they can suck start a leaf blower.
I would have loved to see, this is like the top five on my list, like the bottom five I just had some fun with, but the top five on my list, I would really love to actually see sequels to. So there it is. Paul, over to you for, I believe, your number four.
Four for me is a sequel to another zombie film, perhaps my favorite zombie film, if not close to it of all time. It's Peter Jackson's, wow, what is it now, 25-year-old Brain Dead, or as it's called in your part
dead
of the world,
Dead Alive.
Yeah.
So anyone who's seen that film knows why it's awesome. And it would be nice for Peter Jackson to take some of the budget he has. Not much of it. Don't need too much more than what he had last time, but there could be some amazing practical effects done. Even more so these days with all his knowledge and his filmmaking nous and turning an epic zombie battle, maybe for the whole of New Zealand or something along those lines. That would be awesome.
Can I chime in here real quick?
Yeah.
Since we're on the subject of Peter Jackson, when King Kong was being made and they were making the production diaries and releasing them online, Peter Jackson announced two sequels to his 2005 King Kong remake, including one called Kong Into the Wolf's Lair, which was basically King Kong versus Nazis. That eventually turned out to be an elaborate April Fool's Day prank. But imagine Kong into the Wolf's Lair. That would have been amazing. I want to see that.
I really fuck every other movie. Can that be my number one now?
Seriously, no. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. All right, and Justin, we're skipping you for number four because your number four was already True Lies.
That's and right.
Loisos already spoiled my number four way too low because he's winging it. The Nice Guys. I really love that they're talking about that female-led TV series, but man, I want more Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
Female.
I really, really do.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Let's face it.
I love
it,
that movie. One of my favorite movies to come out in the past couple of years. Here we go.
Yeah, I might as well get it out of the way. That was my number three, basically. Ooh. So yeah. Ooh.
Very nice. And we've got a donation for a GIF to be added to the slideshow from Ashley from the Rabbit Ears TV podcast, or formerly from the Rabbit Ears TV podcast. We love you, Ashley. Thank you very much. Just go ahead and DM that to me over at the live stream for Cure Twitter account. Paul, you're number three.
Ooh, my number three is a pretty decent film, which I think some people around here quite love. It's Kurt Russell would get back into the director's chair. I know he's never going to, but he would get back into it for this. Kurt Russell would be involved. It's Big Trouble in Little China. We all need more Jack.
Yes! God, what this is one that,
I debated on adding this to my list. But I just never, ever saw it happening. So I didn't think it was realistic. No. But I love the idea. If John Carpenter actually, well, he's a crotchety old man. I love him to death, though. He just wants to make money off stuff people are remaking of his previous works. He doesn't care about making anything of his own anymore. But this, thinking about modern technology, imagine what they could do with it. I could see Kurt Russell jumping right back in the role, too.
Another dono from Bill Sutton to round off the total, so we're now at 1471 even. And he said we need an Unbreakable sequel. Is that what you said, Bill? That came and went way too fast, but we're getting one. We're getting Glass.
Yeah, we're getting Glass, dude. They're already shooting it now. Yeah, it's in. They're shooting in Philadelphia. It. Actually, oh yeah, they are done. Yeah,
yeah. It's early next year, right?
Yep.
Of course, I hope it's better than fucking Split was.
Split was amazing.
How dare you?
A guy that I know actually was, fuck you, it was great. It's not a piece of shit. It's not a piece of shit. If anything,
didn't even know.
It's a barely passing grade for you, but it's not a piece of shit. Fantastic suspense thriller.
My number three, and I'm surprised I haven't heard of it, but I guess maybe you guys excluded it from your list because of your criteria, but and it's never going to happen because of all the legal battles with Warner Brothers that he's going through. I want a fucking Mad Max Fury Road sequel. That was my second favorite film of 2015. I absolutely love that movie. I'm so want that movie to happen, but Miller and Warner Brothers can't get along now. So
that sucks. That sucks so badly.
Yeah. That'd be one that I think it would be hard to top Fury Road. There would be a lot of pressure on whoever took the mantle. I mean, if Miller was going to do it, great. But even if he took on doing the second one, which he said that he wanted to do, if they gave him the go ahead, I don't think they could ever top Fury Road. But that's just maybe me being, you know, cautiously optimistic about it. I'd love to see it happen. I mean, the time and effort and the precision that went into making that film is beyond anything else we've seen in an action film in the past 10 years, maybe even longer than that. It's one of the best action films ever made.
Agreed. So I am. Are we back over to Paul for number two?
We're going to skip straight through me because, this is where I had Dread. And not your bullshit Judge Dread from the 90s. Dread from 2012.
Your weapons. Come on, Nick. Do it. You're way better at it than I am. Come on. Let's hear it.
I am? Yeah. Your weapons. Wait.
I knew you'd say that.
What are you doing? We had to do the Judge Hershey thing. Come on.
What are you doing down there, Judge Hershey?
I'm waiting for backup.
It's here. And my brother saying, fuck you and your even numbers, Bill, donated $11.27. Oh, my God. Bill asked for, Unbreakable. It's alive. Damn it. Wait, they alive. Damn it. It's a miracle. I don't care, Paul. I love Stallone Stratton.
Yes, I have to accept it.
And you might as well skip me right now for my next pick because it was Spaceballs, and you already picked it way earlier. So there it is. Man,
The switch for more money.
We're doing this right. We're going to be finished right on time. Go us.
Bam. So my number two, and I think this would work really good if they did a sequel that was kind of a flip of the original idea. They had some bad dudes who were trying to implant an idea in someone's brain, and they had to train the projections to stop them. I want an Inception sequel, man.
Yeah.
This is what I debated about, actually. Me too. Really did. I thought about it a lot.
I say sequel-wise, but I say don't bring back any of the original cast. That would be because I think their story's done. I don't think there's anything more to tell with their story. But I'd like to see, like, you know, like I said, like, you have some bad people trying to go into somebody's head to plant an idea like that they were a serial killer or something. I have no idea. Dr. Homie H with a $25 donation. Good cause, good entertainment, good people, good God. Let's make this goal happen.
Very nice.
Now over $1,500, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, you took us to $1,500, baby.
It's all on Paul's shoulders. Thank you, Paul.
I'm not sure that $310 for the next cast has got anything to do with me. So let's just give all the credit to the people who are giving the money. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so, so much for your continued donations. You guys are amazing. Are we to number ones?
Yeah, we're back to Paul, man. Paul.
All right. This was a no-brainer. First one I thought of came straight out. It's weird for a while. But I don't know. Like a lot of this guy's projects, it seems to have gone away. I'm talking about a sequel to Neil Blomkamp's original District 9. I want District 10, and I want that shit fast.
I really thought about this one for my list, to be honest. But then I started thinking to myself, I'm like, what direction does District 10 go in? Like
aliens come back and attack Earth with their weaponry.
Yeah, and I mean, that could be a really badass movie. And I mean, especially like the third act of that movie, how action-packed it was. I think Blomkamp could do it, but I don't know. I don't know if he could do anything. I could have done it after District 9, but after I saw fucking Elysium, and I didn't even watch that Chappie bullshit.
Chappie.
Good call.
I really don't know what he can do. I did debate on the subject of Blomkamp putting on the film that he was rumored to make before Ridley Scott came in and made a horrible sequel to the film or prequel, whatever the fuck it was, to his iconic, probably one of his best films. But I didn't do that. So, yeah.
One of my dreams now from this point forward is to listen to a review of Chappie done by Nicholas Haskins.
Jesus God.
This might have to happen on the podcast. There it is. The sauce himself, the God of podcasting, is requesting it. So there that is. But I'm going to go right onto my number one. You're probably not going to expect this, but we mentioned good old Arnie Schwarzenegger earlier on. I always wanted as a kid a sequel to fucking Commando, dude. Dude, seriously, it's almost like Rambo. You know, you could put him in a jungle somewhere, put him in the city, dude. We already saw him, you know, blowing up a bunch of fucking what I can't. Well, it's not politically correct now what he was doing in that movie, nor was the Rambo sequels. But I mean, put him somewhere blowing people away with the hardcore ammunition he had, blowing up buildings and stuff, and that'd be it for me. I mean, I think it's one of Schwarzenegger's best of the 80s for sure. It's one of the most over the top and cheesy, and that's what I love about it. Love the score, love all of the action sequences. Give me Commando 2, but give it to me in the 80s, damn it. It's not realistic now, obviously.
Oh, there you go, gotta have that caveat in there. All right. Of course, my number one's Man of Steel. Like, seriously.
I knew it, damn it.
No, fuck, get Batflex fat ass out of fucking Batman versus Superman, and that would have been a perfect Superman sequel. Lex Luthor and all, Paul. But no, instead we got, you know, they shoved Batman in it. And, you know, still delivered a hell of a movie. Fuck you, Loy Sauce. But I really want just an absolute standalone Man of Steel sequel. I'm really, really afraid that I love Cavill as Superman, but I'm really afraid that his time in the tights is over. I really feel like we're never going to see him again. So, makes me sad.
Interesting.
All right, so there
also,
it is.
Also, fuck you, Nick.
There are ladies and gentlemen, our top 10 movies we want to see a sequel to. Hopefully you guys thought some of those were some pretty cool picks. We love you guys. The chat, let me tell you what's happening in the chat right now. Apparently there's a war, and my brother just upped the ante again. There's a war between my brother and Bill. Bill keeps making small donations to even out the dollar amount, and my brother has now made two donations just to make an odd number to goad him into donating again. And we also had a $1 donation in there from Xanadu. Thank you very, very much, everybody that's donating. Right now, 30% of the way toward the goal. Guys, we are so early in this event. We are so early, and we're 30% of the way there. Are we taking a beer break? Beer break.
Let's take a beer break.
I am not taking a beer break.
God damn it, Paul. What the hell's wrong with you?
Bloody Mary break.
I believe on more than one occasion, Paul, you've had a drink quite early in the morning to be on the show, so I wouldn't... All right.
Well, usually it's about 11 a.m. as opposed to 7 a.m. I've got to draw a line somewhere.
All right. I'm going to grab a beer too, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to Paul talk.
I am going to speak to cover silence while everyone gets beers. How is everyone going?
My girlfriend
going?
Sucked 37 dicks
in a row.
Good to know. Have we had any unveiling of the soundboard with new sounds for Live Stream for a Cure? That's what I've missed in the first hour today. I'm sure they'll come out when I piss Nick off with some picks that I have on my list. You have a look in the chat. Where are we? Swayze Head gives. Head.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, hello, Dan.
I can do this because I'm an admin. Nick can't get mad at me.
Well, you have maneuvered yourself into a position of absolute importance. I think you should abuse it absolutely.
Yeah, EP.
Dan is our executive producer. For the event for the weekend. This event literally probably would not happen as quote-unquote smoothly as it's going, which has nothing to do with Dan.
Yeah, Dan's, you can't blame me for Restream.io being a fucking moron.
Yeah, Restream's a piece of shit.
Whoa, all Dan's right.
Get
here.
Out, Dan.
Where the hell did Dan
come? All right, goodbye. I love you.
We love you.
Dan, I wanted you to sit on my lap,
Dan. Movement. Look at that Swayze head. I'm watching the stream through YouTube, and there must be a delay of about 2.5 minutes.
I don't know how long the delay is, unfortunately.
Yeah, you just sat down.
Like, I need to actually just, like, he and I can just shake share. Like, we're just, like...
Move a little bit.
Like from the Venture Brothers.
There you go.
Anybody? All right, let's get into this.